Good morning. Okay. Let us pray before we read Bible this morning. Father, we come to you this morning. We come with humble heart that we really need you. Without you, Father, we are nothing. That's why walk with us and then always show your word to us, Father. Thank you, Father, when we read this passage, we ask Holy Spirit to guide us, go into deep of the meaning of this word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at this. Christmas is coming. Yes. Okay. That's why when I think which part of the Bible for this morning devotional, should I continue the book of Acts? Or I just postpone and then go back at the Christmas story, then I choose, okay, I choose Christmas story, which is not much people try to read this passage, but we do it this morning. Luke chapter 2, yes, Luke chapter 2, verse 25 till 32. My Bible this morning is New King James, but you can follow from your New American Standard. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it has been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up his arm and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." So brothers and sisters, there are many Christmas figures. For example, the wise men from the east, Mary, Joseph, and also the shepherd, but not much people see from the figure of Simeon, which is this morning, I want us to see how rich this passage. Number one, a man called Simeon. There are some keywords to understand and then to know who is this guy. Number one, Luke tried to say that there was a man in Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, when we read the book of Luke, when he write the word of Jerusalem, we must think more than Jerusalem. Not just a city, but in Jerusalem, there is a temple that we call God Temple. That means Jerusalem is a place where people worship God. That's why when Luke say there is a man who was in Jerusalem, that means he is in the temple of God. And what does he do? He just waiting for something. When he say in Jerusalem, that means this man must worship God. That's number one. Number two, this man was just and devout. Just and devout. To show how is the character of this man. Just and devout. Just mean do rightly and then according the word of God. And then the most important is number three. Number three is, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. Nah, Simeon lived before the Holy Spirit come for everybody. That means Simeon lived according Old Testament law regarding the Holy Spirit. When we try to see the Old Testament teaching about the Holy Spirit, number one, we can see that the Holy Spirit come temporary and then just for chosen people and then for special purpose. That means Simeon is a chosen person in front of God. So number one, stay in Jerusalem. Number two, just and default. Number three, he got Holy Spirit for special purpose. So can I say that this guy is excellent? Yes, of course. Yeah, in his time, this guy is excellent. Now, we want to see how is his response when he meets Jesus. Verse 29, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace. Depart in peace. So, when I see this kind of response, I understand that although I say that Simeon is excellent, but he still missed something in his life. What is it? Is it the meeting, or he missed something because he want to know who is Jesus? He want to see who is Jesus. Once he met Jesus, he said, letting your servant depart in peace. That means, oh, now I'm sanctified. I don't want any more. I see Jesus. I'm full of joy. So what can I learn from this story, brothers and sisters? Although in the sight of human, we are excellent, but we still miss something before we know Jesus. That means knowing Jesus make our life perfect. Today, we live in a pluralist society. We can see many people live like Simeon, just default, every day worship God. But still, they are missing. Missing of what? Missing of salvation. Missing of Jesus. Missing something that the most important in their life. If we see from the book of Acts chapter 10, we can see Cornelius, same character with Simeon, but still, brothers and sisters, God showed a vision to Peter to make Simeon, to make Cornelius, so that Cornelius can get the most important, which is Jesus is the salvation. That's number one, what I see. Number two, who is Jesus? So that makes Simeon so happy. If we see the whole gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus not only makes Simeon happy, but Jesus also makes many people happy. For example, woman from Samaria, and then a tax collector. When they met Jesus, Zacchaeus, they're full of joy, full of joy. So really interest person, brothers and sisters. Today, there are many people discuss about Jesus. They only discuss that Jesus is a man. But we, as children of God in this church, when we discuss about Jesus, then we can see, then we can let people know that Jesus, Son of God, who come to save us. There are so many explanations about Jesus that really make us happy. Because he's 100% man, human, and he's 100% God. Many people, they don't believe this, and they try to raise a question. How can God become a man? So that's easy question. If you believe God, then it is not impossible for him become a man. Then you should to follow the second question. Why He is God, become a man. Then once you get this answer, then you need him. Who is Jesus? He is Son of God that makes Simeon 100% happy. The third part, I try to digest this part. I really want to know how Simeon made Jesus. Because at that time, there is no newspaper, there is no WhatsApp, there is no Facebook. And then, at that time, there is no Pastor Slamet who led him to meet Jesus. Yeah. So how can he find Jesus? It's very interesting, brothers and sisters. There are three words about Holy Spirit in this small story. Number one, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. Number two, it has been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit. Number three, so he came by the Spirit into the temple. Brothers and sisters, although there is no Facebook, no WhatsApp, no Google, YouTube, everything, but there is one person who leads Simeon to meet Jesus. It is Holy Spirit. Yeah. And not much people talk about this. It is Holy Spirit who leads Simeon to meet Jesus. So we are trying to celebrate Christmas, brothers and sisters. We make many ornaments in the church. But one thing, our purpose is to make people to see Jesus. Learning from this passage, only Holy Spirit can lead people come to see Jesus. That's why in this Christmas season, it is important for us to pray for the Holy Spirit come upon us so that make people know him. And then the last point, human side. How can Simeon know this baby is Jesus? Number one, you see, he stay at Jerusalem. Number two, he wait. Number three, he obey because Holy Spirit revealed to him and he obey. Number four, of course, he has sensitive heart to know the guidance from Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, this kind of people met Jesus. He wait, he stay, he wait, he believe. Sometime we should learn from Simeon. We have so many problems, but we are not stay in a good place to wait the answer from God. We are not too patient to wait, and then sometimes we do not keep the word of God. That's why we always lose something important from God. I think 4 points is enough. Number one, Simeon. Number two, who is Jesus? Number three, how he can meet Jesus? Number four, he give us good example how to get good point, how to get a special gift from God. Let us pray. According this message, then number one, we should to know without Jesus we are nothing. Only Jesus can make us happy, full of joy. Number two, we really need to know who is Jesus. Number three, the good news is Holy Spirit always lead us to find Jesus. That's why we need humble ourselves and then ask Holy Spirit guide us. And then number four, we learn from Simeon. Stay in a good place, waiting. And then the last, he has an obedient heart to see and to follow the sign that Holy Spirit give it to him. I don't know what is your problem. Maybe you are praying for something, you are waiting of something. This morning, while we pray, let's ask Holy Spirit to show us again His answer to us. Just focus and then say, Holy Spirit, please show me your guidance, your way, so I can see something from you. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is the God who always helps us to find the answer of our problem. Pastor Ricky will lead us in worship, bring us closer to God. And then I believe when we stay close in Him, then there are a lot of word, revelation that God shows to us.
I will rise. come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me and I will
This morning, we have two sessions of praying. The first, we pray for our brothers and sisters who are in physical weakness, and we also pray for our church. And in the second part, we want to spend time together with God, go deeper, and then lead by the Holy Spirit so that He can reveal us everything about ourselves, everything about His mission, everything about His future friend plan that we should walk in with Him. Yeah. We pray for brothers and sisters who are in physical weakness, have cancer, do chemotherapy, and then many problem of physical weakness. And we believe that God will touch their body one by one. Yes, we also ask for the Holy Spirit come upon them, especially who are not believe Jesus, so that Holy Spirit can lead them to meet Jesus. The world getting smaller, there are so many people in physical weakness. We humble ourselves, we ask God touch their life, and then take out every sick in their body. And then the last part, we ask God mercy for our friends who are looking for new job. We pray that God will lead them to find the best one. let's lift up some prayer to God. Number one, mission focus, both for Grace and also for Pastor Sophia. Yeah, we also pray for Mission Council, Mission Board. We pray that they will lead our church, become a mission church. We also pray for local outreach, Agape Ministry, and many activity. And we put Friday tonight activity, both SPU and then house church. Now we are going to spend time with God. If the Holy Spirit can lead Simeon to find Jesus, then the same Spirit, we believe, also can lead us to find God, so that God can make joy in our life. Maybe this morning we come with a lot of questions that we don't know the answer, but we believe that the Holy Spirit can lead you to find that answer. That's why we spend time alone. Just focus in Him and then humble ourselves with obedience and trusting to God. In these few minutes, God will answer your prayer.